Much choir for blessing us once again, and I want to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. All those are listening over the radio, the internet, those are in the sanctuary, and those are outside. We welcome you to worship our God and our King today. And we pray while you're here worshiping our God, we pray you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that we can all receive from God's Word today. You can also find an outline of today's sermon in our church bulletin. Our scripture of the month is found in our bulletin also in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. Thus says the scripture, "Thus give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." And now, let us continue praising our Lord with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs in worshiping today. Hymn number 34, first and last stanza, please. Number 34.
Thank you.
you very much for that wonderful singing, praising our Lord today. We're going to continue praising Him with number 325, 325, first and last stanzas, please. Thank you so much for that great singing. I think we're getting better and better. I know our last song, it's going to be number 367, first and last stanza, please. 367. Please remain standing.
Well, good morning, everybody. So how many people remember that on Wednesday, November 11th, is Veterans Day? So if you are a veteran, I would like if you could just raise your hand, let us know that you are a veteran. Wayne and Anthony, Al and Bob, what a blessing you are. And I know my dad was a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, and Stephanie Meeks is also currently serving in the service, and what a blessing it is to have you with us. And I want to thank you for your service to this country. Because of your sacrifice and your willingness to give of yourself, not only have we as a nation pursued and received freedom, but you've also worked to maintain that freedom. Thank you so very much for that blessing. So I do want to remind people that we are still collecting the tithes and offerings in the offering box in the back. in the foyer, as well as there's on the bench there. We have a box there. I also wanted to let you know that I know it's getting colder out. So right now, we do have the conference room open. I do have audio in there. Hope it's still working. It was working an hour ago. But I also had some glitches where it come down. So if you're outside and you're cold, you can come in here or you can go into the conference room. The nursery also has audio. And so we'll continue working on getting audio in different places. The other trailer, we don't have much heat in there, so I'm not sure if it'll be better off, but we can get audio in there. Also wanted to let people know as well, KKMC has been sold. And so at the end of this month, we will no longer be on KKMC 880 AM. We are looking into other avenues of radio and a radio station. We have one I'll be talking with next week and see what the Lord will do there. So if you want to keep track of where we will be at, if we are on the radio, whatever the status is, either send me an email at secretary@bbcmh.org to let me know you want to keep track of where we're at in the radio. Or you can call and leave a message at 408-779-2300 and leave a message there. And we'll keep you as informed as we can. When I know, you guys will know where we'll be at on the radio dial, if that's where we continue to go. With that, let us pray. Lord, we thank you so very much that you are in control of all things. There is nothing that can escape your vision, your view, your understanding. There is nothing that escapes your control. It is all in your hands, and in that we rejoice and we give thanks. We know that there are many things in this world that do not go the way we want them to go. But we trust you. And we remember that you always rule. You will always reign. And that there is nothing in this world that can separate us from you. And we thank you for that. In Psalm 31, David writes, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." And Lord, there are many who are maybe frustrated, upset, or disappointed, depressed, whatever it is, Lord. But when they trust in you and they rely upon you, you can give them the courage, and their heart will be strengthened. It says, Lord, you know what you're doing, and I'll leave the outcome and the results to you. Lord, I pray for your reviving and redeeming power and strength to be upon the people who are called by your name and upon the community around us, that the people of Bethel would desire your presence in your word, to grow in the longing, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That as we have services and as we look into opening up for more services, Lord, that you would fill us to capacity with people saying, I want to know more about this Jesus. And I pray that as the word of God penetrates our hearts and our minds, that those that are around us would hear of your transforming power and would encounter your incredible love. We pray for this country which is so divided in so many areas and arenas, that your spirit of peace and calmness would just overshadow your people and overshadow the community. That the glorious riches of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel of Christ would be upon us and over us, to help us, Lord, to walk in your presence and to be your servants and your examples. Father, I pray that your love would abound through us, around us, and over us. I pray for your healing power upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. I pray for those who are sick with the COVID-19, that you would strengthen their bodies and encourage them. We pray for our sister, Lil Ida, and for you to strengthen her body and her platelets, that the pain can go away, for Christina and the pain that she has as well. We pray for Mike Murphy's brother-in-law Thank you, Lord, that he's, from what I understand, he's doing better, but we continue to pray for your healing touch upon him, not just physically, but also encourage his heart in you. We pray for our friend Judy Mordecai with a broken hip and recovering from that, that you would strengthen her, Lord. We pray for Eliana Concha and Abigail Concha with recurring UTIs, and Abigail's has a surgery on the December 9th. Bless them, their bodies, Lord, and strengthen them for you. Lord, I pray for Monty Llewellyn, who has renal failure and has been also having problems with blood vessels being blocked or constricted, and it's not looking good, but Lord, you heal the bodies, and you can heal the soul and the heart and encourage him to rejoice in you, which he does. And I pray for his wife, Patricia, who's will be having a biopsy soon. We pray for your covering protection and your hand of peace and grace upon that situation. Lord, I thank you for our friend, Anthony Bennett, who is with us today, and pray for your hand upon him as he goes through the process of recovering from a seizure that he had. Bless him, Lord, and give him strength in you. We pray for those with cancer, for Al Meek's friend Jim Shearer. Sounds like he's pretty much through with the cancer, and just one more test and he can be classified as in remission. We thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. For Dana's friend Karen, for Wayne Pitt's friend Tarcisio, for Ruth Tomlinson's friends Nettie, Donna Detweiler's son, and Lorena, a family friend. Lord, cancer is a terrible disease of this fallen world. We pray for your peace, your comfort, and your healing power upon those that are afflicted. Father, I pray that you would be with the leadership of Bethel and give us wisdom on how to proactively engage and encounter the community around us during these days of COVID-19 lockdowns and shut-ins, and you would help us to be used of you to reach out to the community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would open up the doors of possibilities for us to be able to readjust our building footprint, that we could have one building in one place, all united together so we could all be warm together, close together, and comforted by you. Lord, I pray for those pastors throughout the United States, especially in California. There's several that I'm aware of that are in conflict with the state's mandate on the number of people and what to do and how to conduct the service. Lord, bless them with your guidance, your strength, and your endurance, and that you would manifest yourself in a mighty way in the midst of the turmoil that we're facing, with your reviving strength and encouraging presence. Pray for my parents who have a house in Groveland for you to work through and for the sale of that house so they don't have to worry about that anymore. Lord, and we thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout this world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Bogota, Colombia, for Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis doing missionary training throughout the United States. Bless them, Lord, and use them in a mighty way to build up and to strengthen the people of God and the kingdom of Christ. We pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would bless those who listen to the word and the testimony of Christ. You would encourage them in your presence and by your power to walk with you. Whether they're listening over the sanctuary, over our extended broadcast here on site, or whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over the CD, bless them, Lord, with your power, with your strength, and with your joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And it's really a joy to see everyone here again to come worship our Lord today. Pastor will be teaching us today in the book of James. We have been going through that. And if you'll turn in your Bibles now to James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And please stand for the reading of God's word. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers are mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud. Cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your heart as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. May God bless the reading of his word, and may we remain standing for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we once again enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your throne room, into your very presence, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have all gathered together today to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Almighty God, we will be celebrating Veterans Day this coming Wednesday in the 11th month, on the 11th day, at the 11th hour since 1954, by our United States government and its citizens, with ceremonies and parades that honor the sacrifice and dedication of those who have served in the armed forces of the United States of America. Almighty God, you know every veteran's name. You know their deeds, their hard work, their perseverance. You know their needs, both material and spiritual. Father, please draw each one closer to you and grant them all the peace that passes understanding, as it says in Philippians chapter 4, and verse 7, the peace of Christ to rule in their hearts in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, and joy in your presence with eternal pleasures at your right hand forevermore in Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11. Father, let no veteran feel forgotten or neglected. Bless them far beyond their expectations. Reward them richly for all they have given. Now, Father, today may you continue to bless your word as it goes out from our pastor. Bless all hearers of your word, and may many come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior today. And again, bless our pastor Tomlinson as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.